Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Health Discovery Show. It is the question and answer portion of, if you would, the Platinum Health Products Education Series. We are pleased to have you all with us this morning. It is, of course, the afternoon back east, and if you're listening on the replay line, that is undeterminable what time it is that you are listening. However, we're glad that you are. And just to set the table, this is a question and answer situation where we will read the questions that come into us via the email or during other events that we're having at Platinum Health Products. And we try to give a little more extensive answer than we might be able to give at other times when we are not able to take as much time to address these questions. So if you would like to, please submit your question to info@phporder.com. That is info@phporder.com. My name is David Sandoval. I am actually the one of the founders of Platinum Health Products, and I did a talk show, radio talk show, on health issues for years and years across the country, and we no longer have the time to dedicate to doing that. But we do still have some of the traditions that we hold over from that show, and one of them, of course, is the mailbag. And the mailbag is these questions that would come in, and we would spend about half of the show answering questions that came in via email or from letters from our listening audience, and the other half we would take taking live calls from our listeners. So this show has been reduced to the answering the submitted questions portion. And, of course, a little bit of information that we like to share with you on various subject matters that affect your health and the environment that we live in. That having been said, the range of questions is really nice today, so we're going to jump right into the mailbag and remind you that if you have a question, you can submit it to info@phporder.com, or you could call 888. PHP order. That's 888 PHP order, and you can request that your question be answered on next week's show. You could then listen in live or on the replay line, and you will get the answer that you're looking for. There is one question that was not very clear. It said, can you take these products if you're on medications like statin drugs? Well, the truth of the matter is that there are many products that people worry about, and particularly green food products are products that are worried about because of their content of vitamin K. If you're on anticoagulants and you are informed not to take green vegetables because of their content of vitamin K, you are dealing with misinformation and outdated information. All of the current medical science shows that green vegetables are equally blood thinning and blood thickening. In other words, they have coagulants and anticoagulants, which basically will cancel each other out. And so you absolutely can take all of our products that are the whole foods, including the green foods, when you are taking these medications. So what are statin type drugs for lowering cholesterol? So I hope that that answers your question, that there is no concern with taking green foods despite their content of K. And the reason for that is because you also get both coagulants and anticoagulants in the green foods, which balance each other out and have a net effect of not changing your drugs that you're taking. However, I never like to recommend that people take drugs unnecessarily. So you may want to look at your diet. You may want to look at your lifestyle and find out if you cannot lower your cholesterol naturally and thus never have to worry about the potential side effects that come with statin drugs. So I hope that that addresses your question and that that's the answers that will help you to make better decisions. The next question that comes in asks, it's a simple question, what is obesity? And I think technically, and I may be wrong, that obesity is any time an individual gets to be 30 pounds overweight. So the technical description of obesity is any time an individual is 30 pounds overweight. However, obviously, if you have a child who only weighs, who should weigh 50 pounds and they weigh 65, then it's not 30 pounds overweight, but it is as a percentage of a percentage over their ideal weight is quite significant. Whereas somebody who's 6'8" and weighs, you know, should weigh 250 pounds but weighs 280, maybe that is not truly obesity. So the legal definition of obesity is 30 pounds overweight. However, in my opinion, it's any time that your weight, that your excess weight is so severe that it adversely affects your health. That's what I would call obesity. And obesity can cause high blood pressure. It could lead to diabetes. It could artificially wear down your joints and your ligaments, and definitely take a toll on your heart, because your heart has a muscle, and if you overwork that muscle, trying to pump blood through your tissue in a way that where there's excess tissue, and that tissue is filled with fatty deposits, well, that is not very easy for your body to do, and definitely can and will lead to complications in your lifetime, which is why we really want to, to keep that part down. You know, keep the excess weight down for a number of health reasons. There's another question. It says, how do your green foods compare with, and then they name a company. The truth is that that's going to be totally up to you to determine how our green foods compare with other products. What I will tell you is there are no more pure green foods on the market than ours. There are no more unadulterated green food products than ours. All of the other green food products tend to use binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, and innocuous ingredients that aren't even green. And a green food supplement should first and foremost be green, 100% green. So we have 100% pure organic raw barley grass. It is non-pasteurized, non-homogenized. It is low temperature dehydrated. It's organically grown. It's kosher. It is grown from amazing seed and amazing soil, watered with mineral springs, and I just don't know how anyone could find a higher quality barley grass. Our wheat grass is the ancient Egyptian Kamut wheat, which is far superior to modern wheat grass. We, again, organic and meets all of those qualities. If you go down our organic spirulina, our cracked cell chlorella, Japanese quality, I would compare our quality of green foods to any companies in the world, bar none, and we, I believe, would come out on top. So that's that is how I believe ours compare to fill in the blank, which is everyone else. Wheat, gluten, and dairy-free, what is your opinion? It's sort of a strange question. I believe what they're trying to say is, do you believe in a diet that's wheat, gluten, and dairy-free? I think you could do really well for yourself by being dairy-free, although I really like goat's milk. I rarely have it. You know, I don't have it to excess, but I do love raw goat's milk. So as far as dairy-free, I would say to a certain extent, cow's milk dairy-free, I would support 100%. If you included the goat's milk, I might need to hedge on that question. Gluten-free. Well, gluten, everybody suffers from a certain level of gluten intolerance. Gluten can really adversely affect our body when we do develop that gluten intolerance. For some people, it's so severe it's called celiac disease, and that celiac disease is something that affects many Americans, but not nearly as many as just a common wheat intolerance. So gluten is part of wheat. So when you talk about wheat, gluten, and dairy-free, wheat and gluten are going to be the same thing, but wheat is not the only place that you find gluten. Gluten could be found in other grains like oats and barley and rye. And so what you want to do is you want to have as little gluten and as little of these grains as possible. I don't think they should be a staple in your diet. I think that maybe 3 to 4 times a week to have wheat, about the same, you know, for me. I believe in having these foods in moderation. So there are alternatives to wheat. There's other ways, you know, the things that you make with wheat can be substituted, for example, with quinoa and millet and sometimes with brown rice flour. So look for alternatives to wheat, and it definitely will be good for your body. But should you eliminate it completely? Absolutely not. I think wheat has a very vital part in your life. I just don't think that you should consume it in multiple meals a day and every day, as some people do. Maybe they have toast for breakfast, they have a sandwich for lunch, and then they might have a roll with dinner. You know, that would be too much. So just cut back on the amount of wheat and wheat byproducts that you use, and I think that you'll be fine. The next question says, if I have a blockage in my intestines and I have digestive issues, what supplements would you recommend for helping me keep my colon clean? This is easy. The enzymes, the probiotics, green foods, and the daily fiber blend. The daily fiber blend is an amazing combination of soluble and insoluble fibers. It also has a wide variety of different seeds, and the qualities of the fibers are every different shape, size, and purpose. For example, we have certain fibers that act like brushes, and they actually help to gently scrape the sides and the walls of your intestines. We have other fibers that are like giant sponges, and they absorb the toxins so that they don't reinfect your blood. We have other fibers that are soluble, and they get into the deepest, like they act like water in a way. They're, imagine like soap, like that's what the soluble fibers do. They're able to get into the cracks and the crevices, and those fibers then absorb toxins and draw them out of the tissue, much like putting mud over a wound would do. The soluble fibers are very important. We have essential fats and prebiotics and other enzymatic-rich compounds. So enzymatically, you're breaking waste up, and this is all very good. So the daily fiber blend is highly recommended. If you also use our enzymes, which will help you break down food particles into smaller sizes, and our probiotics, which help your body to further, enzymes help break the food into waste and beneficial compounds. The waste is then eliminated by and with the aid of bacteria. And so the probiotics are bacteria that help your body eliminate waste. The enzymes are specialty proteins that actually act to break down food into its smaller portions. And so using the enzymes and the probiotics along with the valuable daily fiber blend is going to work phenomenally to help you in the colon cleansing. And green foods will alkalize and move urea and other toxic acids out of your colon so that they don't ultimately lead to colon cancer. So definitely green foods are vital for colon cleansing. Read about it in my new book, The Green Food Bible. I think you'll be surprised. I have some studies in there about colon cancer and what you could do to protect yourself against it. So I hope that thoroughly answers your question about colon cleansing. And remember that you need to be using the toilet and to eliminate waste in that way 2, 3, 4 times each and every day. And if you're not doing so, then you are clearly not, you're not properly eliminating toxins from your body. You also need to make sure that your knees are raised at least 4 inches above your belly button. That's the proper positioning for elimination through the colon while you're sitting down on the toilet. So put a very thick book or put something underneath your feet, raise your feet, level your feet up to where your knees are, a few inches, at least a fist above the level of your belly button, and that's going to make sure that you're in the proper position for elimination. Next question, what are the products you recommend for fibromyalgia? Well, the nice part is we now have a fibromyalgia battle plan on the website, and it is an extensive battle plan. And so clearly we have several products that help with fibromyalgia, and I could not possibly go over each of them right now. It would be an entire hour going through that. And we have a call that's recorded that is the fibromyalgia battle plan as well, and you could access that information at phporder.com. That's www.phporder.com. If you would like to have a copy of the fibromyalgia battle plan mailed to you, then we could actually do that as well in case you don't have access to the internet. Now, fibromyalgia is a condition where pain emanates from everywhere in the body. It typically is caused by a series of influences. Some might even be viral. However, they can be addressed and they can be reversed with a diligent adherence to the program that we have recommended. And of course, their green foods and the master aminos are two of the products that are really important in that fibromyalgia battle plan. And I hope that you will get a chance to read it thoroughly and follow those instructions that are given. But again, I recommend that you listen in live. It's a one-hour discussion. As I said, that's what it will take to answer that question. And so I could not do it justice in this short time that we have on this call today. The next question that I have, it says, Hulda Clark, in her book, A Cure for All Diseases, says that parasites are responsible for all disease. This is clearly wrong. No offense to Hulda, but there are many causes for disease. The root cause of disease many times might be emotional. It could be psychological. It could be environmental. You could be poisoned by exposure to electromagnetic fields or to radiation or to a toxin in the environment or to a toxin in the form of a pesticide or an herbicide, solar radiation, you know, it could cause skin cancer. So to characterize that there's one root cause to all disease would simply be wrong. And so any book that professes to say that, I believe, is wrong as well. Now, I would say that parasites do contribute to illness in the human body and that they can draw energies from the body. They could also infect the blood of the body. And so you should eat a diet that is going to be protective from parasites. Now, in history, if you look back, men have known about parasites and have had natural remedies for parasites going back thousands of years. And three things that are definitely on my favorites list are black walnut hull, and the black walnut hull extract, fennel seed, as well as pumpkin seeds. Now, pumpkin seeds and fennel seeds and black walnut husks, they are extremely effective at eliminating parasites without adversely affecting the body in other ways. For example, they're not really harsh and chemical in the way that they eliminate the parasites. Now, remember, if you try to battle anything chemically, then that something will come back with a resistance to that chemical or to that drug. And there are drug-resistant bacteria, and there are drug-resistant viruses, and these superbugs, and you better believe that there can be drug-resistant parasites if you try to treat them in that way. So parasites should be treated through diet alone, not through powerful drugs, because you will then have a powerful parasite. If it survives the drug, it will have mutated to survive the drug, and you might be having a bigger problem than you had to begin with. Another thing that people don't want to think about, and that is that everything on Earth has parasites. A tree has parasites. It's called the moss that grows on it, and that moss doesn't hurt the tree. Every single living thing has parasites. We have parasites to a certain extent in the bacteria that live in our body. They couldn't live without us. They live on us and in us. And so let's not be too freaked out about parasites, but let's make sure that we have a diet that eliminates the bad ones, which could harm us. And remember that we don't need to get really freaked out and scared about parasites, because it's not the instance that they really dramatically affect disease is not as common as is indicated in that book by Hulda Clark, who I respect and who pointed out an issue, but she maybe got a little bit too interested in that particular issue, perhaps. And in my opinion, it is irresponsible to say that only one root cause of all disease. So, next question. Please explain why apothecary is pasteurized. Well, apothecary is flash pasteurized, and that means that we hit the surface of it with a quick blast of heat in order to keep the mold and the yeast from growing. And this is really important. It does not affect the product nutritionally in any way, shape, or form, and it does not detract from its qualities at all. So again, this is not pasteurization. This is not 20 minutes at a at 200 and something degrees, this is, a couple of minutes at like 100 and something degrees. And so there is clearly a big difference, and you can understand that we would not want to sell you a product that would potentially, because we have no preservatives in it, it's a 100% pure juice, we could not risk the inclusion of yeast and mold in those bottles because that would adversely affect your health. So it's actually just us being responsible and looking out for you why we flash pasteurize, but it is not pasteurized the way milk is in that way. It's certainly not ultra-pasteurized or pasteurized, only flash-pasteurized. Another question is, are all of your products certified organic? No, but we can guarantee that they are free of chemicals and pesticides. Many of our products are organic. If you look at the labels, we'll tell you which ones are. However, some of our vegetables and fruits are not available year-round organic, and we can't change the labels batch to batch to reflect that. So what we do is we get organic whenever it is available, and then we get non-organic that is grown in ways that are clearly acceptable to us, and we test to make sure that there are no pesticides or herbicides on them. So they're not all certified organic, but they definitely are pretty close. Are all of your vitamins from Whole Foods? Yes, all of our vitamins are from Whole Foods, with the exception of the N-acetyl-carnitine and the alpha-lipoic acid. Those do come from foods, but they are not Whole Foods themselves. And so that's in our brain formula, and it's the only exception. And there are no synthetic vitamins in my products ever, period, amen, and end of story, which is the next question. Do you ever include synthetic vitamins in your products? And the answer is clearly no. In fact, we believe that whole foods are the answer and that your body will not do well with synthetic vitamins. The next question, what do you do for black spots under and around the eyes? Well, our super brain formula, which is the superoxide dismutase, the alpha-lipoic acid, two powerful antioxidants, are really good for helping eliminate black spots under the eyes. The heart aid is phenomenal for increasing circulation, and that increased circulation will benefit. And, of course, we have an amazing line of skin rejuvenating products, and those skin rejuvenating products contain one of them, the line erasing serum, the anti-aging complex, is actually a combination of 80 plus herbs. And when you put those on the skin and rub it in, you could use it in the morning and again at night, you are going to find that there is a real significant reduction in lines, wrinkles, and dark spots and in and around the eyes. So really, really good stuff there. I hope that that is going to help you. What do you do for fluid retention in the tissue? And I would say reduce your consumption of sodium. You can have mild diuretics like tea and green food. And take some master amino acids, which will regulate the osmotic pressure of fluid from intra and extracellular tissue. But for fluid retention, there's no doubt that the cherry, the aloe, green foods, and the master amino acids will all dramatically help you to balance your levels of fluids in the body. And I hope that that will work for you. I know it works for many people who ask me this same question. How would you handle pneumonia in a kid or adult with asthma? Well, obviously the Immunomax and green foods are going to be my number one recommendations. Immunomax is an amazing combination of immune-boosting herbs, and it can be used, Immunomax, that is, can be used in either adults or children, and it has the ability to help cleanse and to strengthen the lungs. So Immunomax is one of the main things that I recommend for people who suffer from, emphysema, or pneumonia, or asthma, and of course the green foods are going to dramatically increase the uptake of oxygen over time and reverse anemia, and that's going to help your immune system, and the pneumonia can be you know, can be handled by the body when you support the body in that way. Gastric reflux is a condition that's affected my family, and we were wondering what products you could recommend for us. Well, this is really easy. The enzyme, the probiotic, and the green food, the enzymes, the probiotics, and the green foods are going to dramatically impact acid reflux. They're going to help your body to break down these foods to guide the toxins out of your body. The green foods are going to alkalize and regulate certain functions within the body. And there's, you know, within days, literally within 2 to 3 days of taking 2 to 3 green drinks a day, and the enzymes, you are going to have, you know, in my opinion, the acid reflux is going to be gone. In fact, I have a young lady who works for me here in the office whose boyfriend started taking the green food and reported that his acid reflux, which had affected him for years, is now dramatically reduced. And he just started taking the enzymes as well as the green food. And I think that 1-2 punch will take it from dramatically reduced to completely eliminated. But, of course, only time will tell. We have a few minutes left in the show today. I usually try to go through as many questions as I can. We've got about 5 or 6 more questions. Some of them I just am going to have to refer to our website, because someone wants to know what to do for high blood pressure and hypertension, and we have a battle plan for that that, again, is extensive and would take over an hour to completely describe, and I want to make sure that you have the most complete answer that you could get. What could you do for the effects of stroke? You know, that question is completely dependent upon what treatment, how fast it was done, how severe the stroke was. But I recommend the Revivitol and the green foods can be highly effective in helping if the conditions are right. If you cannot be helped, then obviously sometimes there's just nothing that we can do. But in the instance that there is potential for improvement, there is no doubt that the Revivitol and the green foods will help where help can be, can be had. How much tart cherry do you have to consume to get those servings of superfoods? We recommend 2 tablespoons of tart cherry will give you 7,000 oxygen radical absorbance units. Now, an oxygen radical absorbance unit is a compound in the body that neutralizes or makes sort of ineffective a free radical, which is a cancer-causing compound. And so the Human Aging Institute determined that 5,000 oxygen radical absorbance units are effective at helping reduce disease and aging by up to 80%. And we have 7,000 oxygen radical absorbance units in every 2 tablespoon serving. So you can imagine that means 3,500 in 1 tablespoon. So somewhere between 1 and 2 tablespoons a day is probably going to be ideal for you. And you'll just have to determine what's best, again, for your own body. And I recommend you take that before you go to bed. Help get the deep sleep through the circadian rhythm impact of melatonin. And that is my recommended dose. The next question, does coconut oil taste like coconut? It depends on how you're using it. Like, I usually tend to mix it with other things, and so the taste of coconut is less. But when you cook eggs in it, for example, I notice that they do have a slight taste of coconut. When I make potatoes with it, they have a slight taste of coconut. But you get used to it, and it actually becomes really, really, you sort of look forward to it. And then I go and I have an egg or potatoes not cooked with some coconut oil, and I definitely notice the difference. The coconut oil can be combined with other things, like with butter or olive oil if you want to do some sautéing, and that's totally okay with me as well. Another question, and this will be our last question of the day, where do I start if I just want a basic pack of products to improve my health? And there's a couple of ways you could go. We have a couple of basic nutrition packs that we have on our website, and I think that something as simple as making sure you have the the highest quality fruit, the highest quality vegetable, the highest quality fat, the highest quality protein, and the highest quality carbohydrate, which is my favorite basic nutrition pack, is going to have you taking our tart cherry, which will be the same as having multiple servings of fruit a day. You're going to take our let's say, our best of greens or our green kamut blend, which will be the same as having multiple servings of green vegetables a day. You're going to take our virgin organic coconut oil or our whole flax seeds, which will give you quality fats that will satisfy your body's need for fat and actually help you to lose weight. We're going to give you the ultimate carbohydrate, let's say activated barley or rice bran solubles too, but activated barley would be the best or the ultimate carbohydrate, the one used by gladiators, the Roman army, and Greek and Roman physicians. Very slow burning, very, very low gluten, almost no detectable gluten, highly effective source of carbohydrate. And, of course, the mast amino acids, which are by far the ultimate protein, twice as effective in the body as even the closest competitor among all proteins in the world. So the master aminos for your proteins, the coconut oil for your fats, the activated barley for your carbohydrates, the green kamut blend for your vegetables, and the tart cherry for your fruits, and you cannot go wrong. That's a real powerful basic nutrition pack. Another pack I like people to start with is what I call the natural multivitamin. The spirulina, the rice bran solubles, and the C from nature contain all of the known antioxidants and nutrients that your human body needs to thrive and to survive. And so the combination of those three supplements on a daily basis could be your basic whole food nutrition pack. And, of course, if you want to really keep it simple, I like to never be without the greens and the cherry. That's your fruits and your veggies, the stuff we typically don't get out of our regular diet, the highest quality in the world. So I hope that answers your question of where do we get started, how do we get feeling better, and what products would we use. Also, I recommend that everybody look on the website and get a copy of my weight loss battle plan. If you get a copy of my weight loss battle plan, there are recommendations in there about dietary choices, foods you should eat and foods you shouldn't eat. This applies to everybody, not just to those who need to lose weight. Sometimes these same foods, if you're thin, may help you gain weight. And if you are the ideal weight, it'll help you maintain that, and you'll be much healthier. And that's what's actually more important than any weight that you are, is how healthy you are, how good your circulation is, how well you sleep, how strong your immune system is, how well you digest, eliminate, and detoxify your body from, eliminate toxins and purify your body through your proper breathing techniques and through the water you drink. It's a whole perspective. There's a whole holistic approach to living long life free from disease. It's never as simple as a single nutritional supplement. That nutritional supplement, in the absence of other responsible action on your part, reducing your drinking, your smoking, getting better sleep, these things, then the benefits of quality food are diminished based upon your other lifestyle choices. So let's be intelligent. There are no magic bullets. There is no cure-all. There is no single root cause of disease. The root cause of disease is typically an environmental influence, an accumulation of many things. It could be, again, come from genetics. It could come from the food we've eaten. It could from the air we breathe or the exposure to different chemicals or stresses within our lives. The bottom line is, regardless of the source, we can reduce it. We can repair it. And we will teach you every week on our Wednesday night product education calls. And on this Thursday question and answers, we will give you the secrets that you could use, that knowledge that will become the power. And when you are feeling like you have knowledge, that you're not in the dark, that you don't have questions, then you definitely will. And you will have that power over your future, that power over your destiny. The question is, will you exercise it? Once you have that knowledge, will you use it? And this is what we're hoping for. So until next week, remember, you can put your questions into phpinfo@phporder.com. That's info@phporder.com. Request that the question be answered on the Thursday Q&A Health Discovery Show. You could also call 888-747-6733 submit your question, and it will be answered right here the following week on this show. So until then, I want to thank everybody for having joined us tonight.